you ready?
And we're back. Week 13. Almost in the books. Sunday night, Mike Randall here with you. FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, as always, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code FTN. Get you up to a $1,000 match bonus. If your fantasy season is over, you can still get involved in the great contest they have at Underdog. And of course, all the great stuff here at FTNFantasy.com. Come join us. We are rolling. We have contest sims for DFS. College basketball is in full swing. NBA, anything you want, join us here, FTN Fantasy. As always, we're going to give you the under 20-minute recap. Week 13, got one more game tonight, Broncos and Browns. And then week 14, which for most of you is the last week before the fantasy football playoffs. Championship season is here. Let's get rolling. Three games on Thanksgiving. We'll start with the first one. Lions 23, Bears 20. Weird game here because the Lions were rolling up 16-0 at the half, but the Bears come all the way back. Caleb Williams, really nice game that didn't look like it was going to be nice in the first half. 256 yards, three touchdowns, 39 yards on the ground. No turnovers for him. The receivers finally got rolling. DJ Moore, 16 targets for DJ Moore. Clearly, Thomas Brown is prioritizing Moore and Allen. DJ Moore, 8 receptions, 97 yards and a touchdown. Keenan Allen, 5 receptions, 73 yards and 2 touchdowns. Rumah Dunze is down the pecking order, 2 receptions, 25 yards. DeAndre Swift, not much, 39 yards on the ground, 35 in the air. Cole Kmet, only 26 yards. For the Lions, Jared Goff, solid game, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery, 21 rushes, 88 yards, no touchdowns for him. Jahmyr Gibbs, 9 for 87 on the ground, added 2 for 17 through the air, but no touchdowns for him either, which was interesting. Amara, Mr. Consistent, 5 receptions, 73 yards. Jameson Williams, only 5 for 28. Sam Laporta, only 3 receptions, 6 yards. But have no fear, fantasy players, 2 touchdowns for Sam Laporta. So he finds his way into a tight end one performance. Lions 23, Bears 20. Lions now 11-1. Bears fall to 4-8, and they have not won a game away from home this year. Second game, kind of the least exciting one, I'd say, I guess. Cowboys 27, Giants 20. Cooper Rush, 195 yards, 1 touchdown. The touchdown pass went to Brandon Cooks late. Kevontae Turpin, 453. Jalen Tolbert, 2 for 41. CeeDee Lamb looked like he was hurt the whole time. Had 6 targets, but only 2 for 39 yards. Luke Schoonmaker, 5 for 33. But the story for the offense was Rico Dowdle. 22 carries, 112 yards, 1 touchdown, and 11 receiving yards as well. He was the center of the offense, certainly gets the volume, and he had 22 of the 26 carries for the Cowboys. So Rico Dowdle going to get volume here to end the fantasy season. For the Giants, Drew Lock, 178 yards, had 57 yards on the ground and a rushing touchdown, but he did lose a fumble and throw an interception, so 2 turnovers for him. Devin Singletary started the game, maybe because of Tyrone Tracy's fumble problems. Devin Singletary, only 23 rushing yards. No receiving yards. Tracy, 32 rushing yards, 33 receiving yards, and 1 rushing touchdown. So Tracy did get the volume, even though he didn't start. Malik Nabers, 13 targets, but 8 for 69. Had a lot of drops. For someone who's going to mouth off about getting the ball, has a lot of drops. Theo Johnson, 5 for 54, but he got injured in this game. I think he is out for the year. So Giants continue to struggle. They fall to 2-10. Cowboys, 5-7. First win at home for the Cowboys. Go figure. First win at home. On Thanksgiving, 27-20, Cowboys over the Giants. Packers keep rolling, just as I thought. They're starting to get hot. Packers 30, Dolphins 17. Coming into this game, it was going to be Tua. It's going to disprove that he can't play in the cold. He did okay, 365 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, but a lot of that occurred late in the second half. They were down 24-3 at halftime. Nothing on the ground. The Packers stopped the rushing attack for the Dolphins, which was a surprise. Devon Achane, only 14 rushing yards. Raheem Mostert, only 19 rushing yards. Jonnu Smith was clearly the go-to guy here. 10 receptions on 11 targets, 113 yards. Tyreek Hill, 6 for 83, caught a tipped ball for a touchdown that saved his stat line. Achane, 8 receptions, 56 yards, 1 touchdown, so couldn't get anything going on the ground, but he's still a major part of the receiving core. Jalen Waddle, 4 for 53. For the Packers, Jordan Love, 274, 2 touchdowns. Also had a bomb to Christian Watson that was broken up. That could have been his third one. Josh Jacobs, 43 rushing yards, 1 touchdown on the ground. Jaden Reed caught both touchdowns. He's not getting a lot of yardage, Jaden Reed, but he certainly is getting those critical targets. 3 receptions, 24 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kind of like a Sam Laporta line, to be honest. Josh Jacobs, 4 for 74, was great in the receiving game. Christian Watson, feast or famine, only 2 for 67. Dontavian Wicks, 4 for 30 with Romeo Dubs out. Great performance by the Packers. They're 9-3. They're trying to keep pace with the Lions. They're 2 games back, but they look really good. Packers 30, Dolphins 17. Dolphins now 5-7, still in the playoff hunt, but they got to get rolling. Friday game here. Chiefs and Raiders. One of our biggest edges here at FTN Fantasy was that the Raiders were going to cover, and they did. Chiefs 19, Raiders 17. Another close game. Chiefs now 11-1. Raiders fall to 2-10, but they were competitive. Aiden O'Connell, 340 yards and two touchdowns. Lost a fumble, but two touchdowns and a lot of yardage. Sincere McCormick led the ground attack with 64 rushing yards, even though Amir Abdullah was the hot fantasy pickup to start. He only had 39 yards on the ground. Brock Bowers, just a dominant performance by the rookie. Massive target share and massive production every week. 14 targets, 10 receptions, 140 yards, one touchdown. Great job by Bowers. Jacoby Myers also has really performed well since Davante Adams has been traded. 11 targets, 6 receptions, 97 yards. Trey Tucker caught one pass, but it was a 58-yard touchdown. Good job by him. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, a lot of yards, 306, but only one touchdown. That touchdown pass went to Justin Watson. DeAndre Hopkins, 4 for 90, 13 targets for Travis Kelce, but only 7 receptions, 68 yards. Noah Gray, still annoyingly involved for fantasy players, 4 for 58. Xavier Worthy, 5 for 54. So he passed around. A lot of people got involved, but just not a lot of touchdowns. Isaiah Pacheco, 7 for 44 on the ground. It's good to see him back. Looked pretty good, including a 34-yard scamper. Kareem Hunt did at 7 carries, but only 15 yards. So it's going to be Pacheco's backfield moving forward. Chiefs 19, Raiders 17. Chiefs, perfect 6-0 at home this year. Now the Sunday games. Falcons coming off their bye, had a chance. Chargers on a short week, coming off a rough loss in the Harbaugh Bowl. Didn't matter. Chargers 17, Falcons 13, win at Atlanta. Justin Herbert, 147 yards, no passing touchdowns. Only touchdown in this game was a 61-yard Tarheeb Still interception return, and they got the two-point conversion. Everything else was field goals. Gus Edwards struggled against the Falcons, 6 carries, 32 yards. Kamani Vidal, 4 carries, 20 yards. Neither one did much through the air either. Ladd McConkey was great. He left the game with an injury. Have to check to see what his status is for Week 14, but he looked incredible. 12 targets, 9 receptions, 117 yards. Quentin Johnson, they tried to get him involved with 4 targets, but only 2 for 12. Everyone else, not much there. For the Falcons, Kirk Cousins, brutal performance. 245 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 4 interceptions. If he just has 3 interceptions, they probably win. Bijan was great on the ground, 102 yards and a touchdown. Ray-Ray McCloud led the receivers, 4 receptions, 95 yards. Drake London, 9 for 86. Bijan had 6 for 33 through the air. Darnell Mooney, not much. Only 3 receptions, 20 yards. Falcons, rough loss here. Chargers, 17. Falcons, 13. Chargers have the Chiefs next week. Huge spot for them here. Remember, no J.K. Dobbins, but they got the win on the road. You got to check on McConkey's status for next week. Biggest game of the day, Steelers, 44. Bengals, 38. So the Steelers get the win. And because the Ravens lost, the Steelers again take control of the AFC North. So the loss to the Browns on Thursday night is minimized after this win. Russell Wilson, he cooked. 414 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Pickens, 374-1. Pat Freiermuth, 668-1. Jaylen Warren, oddly, Cordarrelle Patterson started this game with Najee Harris instead of Jaylen Warren, but he came in and did fine. Warren, 4 for 55, added 9 rushing yards on the ground. Najee Harris, 16 for 75 and a touchdown. Grinded out, as Najee Harris does all year long. Great performance by the Steelers offense. Bengals tried to cook. They got a lot late because the score was 27-21 at the half, and Pittsburgh took the lead, took control. And the Bengals added 2 late scores. So Burrow was great. 309 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. 686-1 for Chase. 569-1 for Higgins. Both of those occurred late, though. So really, they struggled for most of the game. Yoshivas, 3 for 35 and 1. Gesicki, a respectable line for tight end, 5 for 53. Chase Brown, still the major running back in this backfield. 1,270-1. Khalil Herbert only had 1 rushing attempt. So the Bengals have a consolidated fantasy offense, but they're just not getting wins. Steelers 44, Bengals 38. Steelers now 9-3. Bengals fall to 4-8, 1-5 at home. They just keep losing close games, the Bengals. Vikings need to come back here against a stiff Cardinals defense. 23-22, Vikings beat the Cardinals at home. Score at halftime, Arizona 9, Vikings 6. They really held them down. Kyler Murray, a lot of turnovers, 260 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Didn't lose a fumble. He fumbled, but didn't lose it. James Conner did what James Conner does, 17 carries, 68 yards. That's a tough Vikings front. Trey McBride caught all of his 12 targets for 96 yards. Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 for 60-1. It was good to see him get a touchdown because fantasy players are frustrated with the lack of his consistency as a top wide receiver for this offense. Michael Wilson, 5 for 55 for the Vikings. Sam Darnold, 235, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. They really struggled. It wasn't that he played poorly. They just couldn't move the ball, and there was a lot of 3 and outs. They couldn't run the ball either against the Cardinals front. Sam Darnold, 4 rushes, 22 yards. He tied for Cam Akers and Aaron Jones. All three of them had 22 rushing yards. Just showed you the offense struggled. Justin Jefferson got there late, 7 for 99. Jordan Addison, 4 for 54. T.J. Hockenson, 3 for 28. But the touchdown pass went to Johnny Munn, not T.J. Hockenson. Also, Aaron Jones caught a touchdown late. Also lost a fumble. So got the win. Vikings 10-2. They're one game behind the Lions, 23-22. But I would not say it was a great performance. And the Cardinals really showing some moxie, especially on defense, holding down a Vikings offense at home that really should have rolled. 23-22, Vikings win. Colts with a late win on the road. They rallied 25-24 over the Patriots. Colts now 6-7, still in the playoff hunt. Anthony Richardson, a lot of turnovers, but led drives late. Only completed 50% of his passes for 109 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, but he did run for 48 yards and a score. So he had 3 touchdowns in this game. Jonathan Taylor, 25 carries, 96 yards. He was good. Michael Pittman, 5 for 42. Remember, it was a limited Colts receiving core because of injuries. Alec Pierce caught a touchdown late, 13-yarder, 2 for 16, and a score. And that was it for the Colts offense. A lot of it was on the ground. They had 144 rushing yards. Drake May on the other side, 238 passing yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, added 59 rushing yards, which always helps his fantasy line. Ramondre Stevenson, 18 for 73, but no score. Antonio Gibson got the score, 7 for 62 and 1. He scored late, which we thought was going to be the game winner until Richardson drove the Colts all the way down the field. Hunter Henry, 7 for 75, but Austin Hooper catches the touchdown, 4 for 42 and a score. Kayshon Booty, 3 for 41. Kendrick Bourne, 3 for 39. Not much there. Colts 25, Patriots 24. Colts now 6-7, Patriots 3-10. Nice win for the Colts, who are still fighting to make the playoffs here. Anthony Richardson with a nice late drive to get this team to the victory. Wild game in the Meadowlands. Seahawks 26, Jets 21. Jets go up 14-0 in the first quarter, and Seahawks come all the way back. Defensive touchdowns, interception returns, special teams. This game had it. Aaron Rodgers, 185 passing yards, not a ton, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. The defense did pretty well outside that first quarter, held the Jets just 1 touchdown rest of the way. Breece Hall, 12 for 60, not much there. Davante Adams, 5 for 66 and 1, had a huge reception, a 50-yard reception that was called back because of offensive pass interference. Garrett Wilson, 5 for 41. Isaiah Davis caught the other touchdown, so Adams had one, Davis had the other. Tyler Conklin, 4 for 32. For the Seahawks, Kenneth Walker, 16 for 49. DK Metcalf, 4 for 66, got hurt, left the game, came back in. But again, it was Jackson Smith and Jigba, 4 receptions, 74 yards, and that was pretty much it. A.J. Barner did catch a touchdown, not Noah Fant, who is playing this game for the first time in a couple weeks. Geno Smith, 206 yards, 1 touchdown, no turnovers for Geno, so economic game. Zach Charbonnet, 4 for 28, and he had a score. So the players in this game for the Seahawks that performed well didn't get the touchdowns, and the players got the touchdowns, didn't get the yards, but it doesn't matter. Seahawks get a huge win, and they lead the NFC West 26-21 over the Jets. Jets fall to 3-9. Seahawks are rolling, really looking like they could be the division winner here. Go figure. And the Niners are in last place. We'll get to that in a minute. 26-21, Seahawks win. Commanders blow out the Titans 42-19. Titans had some momentum after their win at the Texans last week, but they lost it all here. Jaden Daniels jumped on them from the start, 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, and this game was over. Daniels, 206 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, and he ran one in, 34 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. So 3 touchdowns through the air, 1 on the ground for Daniels, and the Commanders had 3 rushing scores. Brian Robinson had one, Chris Rodriguez had one late, and then Daniels had the other. Robinson, 103 rushing yards, Rodriguez, 94 rushing yards. A lot of it came late, but he did a nice job receiving. Terry McLaurin, 8 for 73 and 2, one of the most reliable fantasy options this year. Terry McLaurin really connecting with Daniels. He is the go-to guy. Zach Ertz, 3 for 35 and 1. No one else did much. On the other side, Will Levis. Numbers look okay. 212, 2 touchdowns, but just got down early and couldn't move the ball. Tony Pollard could not run. Only 35 rushing yards despite having the majority of touches over Tajay Spears. Only had 1 carry. Pollard did lose a fumble. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, go figure. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine on absolute fire. 3 receptions, 61 yards, and 2 touchdowns. 2 touchdowns for Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who now has 4 touchdowns in his last 3 games and 5 touchdowns in his last 5 games. How about that for Fantasy Unexpected? Tyler Boyd, 3 for 37, Pollard, 3 for 33, and that was it. Commanders, big win. They needed it. 42-19 over the Titans. They are 8-5. Titans fall to 3-9. Titans just had no consistency. They got the win over the Texans. Could be their last win they get all season. Big one for the Commanders. Texans were in a battle at the Jaguars, 23-20, but they got the win. C.J. Stroud, 242-1, struggled against the Jacksonville defense. Trevor Lawrence was knocked out of this game on an absolutely brutal hit, which caused a couple brawls there. Matt Jones came in, went 235 and two scores after that. But for the Texans, Joe Mixon got there. He was struggling early, but got there with a big 30-yard touchdown run, 101 yards, one touchdown. Nico Collins, 8 for 119. He's spectacular. Dalton Schultz finally found the end zone, 5 for 61-1. Tank Dell, disappointing day, 1 for 23. For the Jaguars, Travis Etienne got 13 carries, didn't do much with it, 46 yards. Tank Bigsby, 7 for 28. Parker Washington led Jacksonville, 6 for 103 and 1. Brian Thomas, 4 for 76 and 1, so he was solid. Evan Engram, a lot of reception, 7, but only 41 yards. Jaguars fall to 2 and 10. I bet Lawrence is out for the rest of the year after that hit. Mac Jones will be your quarterback. Texans, 23. Jaguars, 20. Texans now 8 and 5. Jaguars battled, but came up short again. Rams 21, Saints 14. Rams get the win. They're now 6-6, staying one game behind the Seahawks there in the NFC West. Stafford, two touchdown passes, one to Puka, one to DeMarcus Robinson. Cooper Kupp was the disappointing person here, only three receptions, 17 yards. Puka was 556-1. DeMarcus Robinson was 249-1. Kyren Williams, 15 carries, 104 yards, and a touchdown. Blake Corm also got in, got 8 carries, which was nice to see, 42 yards. For the Saints, Derek Carr, 184-1. His one touchdown, guess who? Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 2 for 36-1. Alvin Kamara, 112 yards on the ground. Only 4 receptions, 7 yards, but no touchdowns. Taysom Hill had a brutal injury late in the game. Could fear the worst for that, that he's out for the rest of the year. Had 5 receptions, 37 yards, 5 carries, 10 yards. So the Rams did hold him down for the most part, but a really bad injury for Hill, who had a monster performance last week. Juwan Johnson, 5 for 36. That was it. Rams 21, Saints 14. Rams now 6-6. Saints fall to 4-8. So competing the Saints are after the coaching change, but struggle here and probably lost Taysom Hill for the rest of the year. Buccaneers with a battle. The Panthers are battling. The Panthers are battling down the stretch here for Dave Canales. His team is making strides, 26-23 in overtime. The Buccaneers win. Baker Mayfield, 235, one touchdown, two interceptions, but got them down and got the field goal they needed to win the game. They are now 6-6. Bucky Irving with a monster performance may have taken over this backfield from Rashad White. 25 carries, 152 yards and a touchdown. Rashad White, 76 yards, did a nice job, but Irving was spectacular. Mike Evans, 8 for 118 and 1. He is completely healthy. Looks great for the fantasy playoffs. Sterling Shepard, 4 for 42. Irving caught 3 balls for 33. Jalen McMillan, not much. Kate Otten had 7 targets, had an end zone target, didn't get it. Only 4 for 20. Bryce Young getting better, 298 yards, one touchdown. Touchdown pass went to Adam Thielen, who has changed this offense since he's returned. Really has become a focal point and really gets open and gets those critical third down catches for this Panthers offense. 899-1 on 10 targets for Adam Thielen. Tommy Tremble, who stepped in for Jatavion Sanders with the injury last week, 5 for 77. He looked good. Xavier Leggett, 4 for 53. David Moore, 5 for 40. Story here for the running backs, Jonathan Brooks, certainly becoming much more involved. Had 6 carries, 18 yards. Had 3 receptions, 23 yards. Chuba Hubbard, 12 carries, but only 43 yards against that tough Buccaneers run defense. Jonathan Brooks really starting to become a major factor here. I would expect him moving forward to see more and more of him because he does bring that dynamic element to this game, to this team. Buccaneers 26, Panthers 23. Buccaneers 6-6, Panthers 3-9. Another massive game this week. Eagles 24, Ravens 19. Jalen Hurts, 1 touchdown passing, 1 touchdown running. Saquon Barkley just does what he does. He is the offensive player of the year. I know Josh Allen's probably going to be MVP. He's the offensive player of the year. 106 rushing yards and a touchdown. Caught 2 balls for 10 as well. A.J. Brown was held down by the Ravens' pass defense. As much as we thought A.J. Brown was going to have a monster game, he did not. 5 for 66. Dallas Goedert, 3 for 35 and caught the 1 touchdown. For the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, 237, 2 scores, 79 rushing yards on the ground. Always finds a way to get those rushing yards, but could not get them in the end zone late to get the win. Derrick Henry, 19 carries, 82 yards. Zay Flowers was the big receiver here. Had 7 targets, had 3 receptions, 74 yards, but one of them was a 40-yard score. So it was only really, the only other thing he had was 2 receptions for 34 yards. Mark Andrews looks great, has played very well lately. 6 for 67-1. Isaiah Likely did little until late, and then he had 5 for 38 and got a late score. He got the last score of the game. Not much anywhere else. Eagles with a big win on the road here. Remember, they are not flying the rest of the year in the regular season. This was a bus ride. Went down to Baltimore, and they won it. 24-19, Eagles 10-2, Ravens now 8-5. And a Sunday night game in the snow in Buffalo. Bills roll 35-10. Josh Allen, crazy stat line. 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. ran one in, and also caught one because he threw the ball to Amari Cooper, who then lateraled it back to Josh Allen, who scored. So Allen scored two touchdowns passing, one touchdown rushing, and one touchdown receiving. Crazy stat line. Played exceptionally well, Josh Allen, in the snow. James Cook, 14, 107, and 1, had a 65-yard touchdown run, longest of his career. Ray Davis, 11 for 63, and 1. He got in also. Dawson Knox, 2 for 56. Khalil Shakir, 4 for 30. Not much through the air here because they did everything on the ground. For San Francisco, no Trent Williams, and it showed. Brock Purdy, 11 for 18, 94, but I'm not going to bury the lead. The story here, Christian McCaffrey looked great early, had 7 carries, 53 yards, but left the game on a non-contact injury to his knee. Went down, could be his knee, could be his Achilles. He is likely done for the season, is what happened to Christian McCaffrey. Just a brutal loss for them. So it's going to be Jordan Mason moving forward. 13 carries, 78 yards. Isaac Garendo got in late also, so he'll be a factor. Juwan Jennings, 3 for 56. Deebo Samuel, nothing. 4 for 20. McCaffrey did have 2 receptions, 14 yards, but just a killer because it disrupted their whole offense because in the snow they wanted to run and he looked good, but once he went out, they couldn't do anything. Bills 35, Niners 10. Bills now 10-2. They clinched the AFC East. Niners fall to 5-7 and are really struggling to get in the playoffs. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Randall. As always, Sunday nights, we come to you. We recap the week. Jeff Ratcliffe back on Wednesday. Enjoy the game tonight, Broncos, Browns, and get ready for week 14, the last week before the fantasy football playoffs start. Good luck, everybody. Are you ready?